Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditis. Let's get to it. It's Tuesday, March 27th, 2018. Welcome to day 432. The New York Times says the 2020 census will ask respondents if they are United States citizens, despite concerns from the Census Bureau. Inclusion of a citizenship question could prompt immigrants who are in the country illegally not to respond, resulting in an undercount of the population, which would affect government agencies and groups that rely on the census data. The effects could also affect redistricting of the House and state legislatures over the next decade. It's been 70 years since the government has included a question about citizenship on the census. Meanwhile, the Washington Post and Politico says California has sued the Trump administration, arguing that the question about citizenship in the census violates the U.S. Constitution. The Constitution requires a census every 10 years to count the, quote, number of free persons in each state. California Attorney General Xavier Becerra alleges the change violates the constitutional requirement of, quote, actual enumeration of every person in the state every 10 years, and that, quote, California simply has too much to lose for us to allow the Trump administration to botch this important decennial obligation, end quote. New York Attorney General Eric Schneiderman said he would lead a multi-state lawsuit, which Massachusetts Attorney General Mara Healey said she would join. Next, the Washington Post and CNN say Trump has privately suggested that the U.S. military could pay for the construction of his border wall. Trump told advisors and discussed the idea in a private meeting last week with House Speaker Paul Ryan, saying the Pentagon could fund his wall by citing a national security risk. The latest reports echo Trump's tweets last week, quote, build a wall through M, end quote. Next, the Wall Street Journal says the White House is investigating whether two loans to Jared Kushner's family businesses violated federal ethics regulations. The two loans totaled more than $500 million. A letter from the Office of Government Ethics made public on Monday revealed that White House attorneys are looking into whether a $184 million loan from Apollo Global and a $325 million loan from Citigroup Incorporated violated rules and laws governing the conduct of federal employees. Next, the New York Times says Trump has been telling some of his advisors that he hopes Rob Porter will return to the West Wing. Porter stepped down after allegations surfaced that he had abused both of his ex-wives, but Trump has stayed in touch with Porter since his departure. And finally, The Hill and New York Times are reporting that retired Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens called for a repeal of the Second Amendment, saying the right to bear arms is outdated and misunderstood. And out of the polls, the Washington Post says 21% of Americans support a repeal of the Second Amendment, 46% favor modifying the Second Amendment to allow for stricter regulations. The Associated Press says 42% of Americans approve of the job Trump is doing as president, up 7 points from a month ago, 58% disapprove. Another Associated Press poll says 47% of Americans say they approve of how Trump is handling the economy, while 46% approve of Trump's tax policy. CNN says 58% of Americans want to see the investigation into Russian interference fully investigated. 62% of Americans approve of Trump's decision to meet North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. And Politico says 63% of Americans believe the women who have alleged affairs with Trump over the president's denials. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. Paul Ryan has denied that he will resign later this year. 2. Trump is reportedly planning to fire Veterans Affairs Secretary David Shulkin. 3. Two more attorneys have declined offers to join Trump's legal team. 4. The NRA confirmed that it accepts foreign donations, but denied that it uses the money for election purposes. 5. The FBI arrested a man near Seattle after suspicious packages were found at military bases and CIA headquarters in the Washington, D.C. area. 6. Mark Zuckerberg has said he will testify before Congress. 7. Facebook shares fell by 4.9%. 8. Trump will let the deferred enforced departure status for Liberians expire on March 31st. And 9. The author of the Trump dossier provided a report to the FBI assessing that Putin's former media czar was beaten to death by hired thugs in Washington, D.C. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditis.